Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Hayek's Bastards Race, Gold, IQ, and the Capitalism of the Far Right is a 2025 work of political history by Quinn Slobodian that examines how contemporary far-right politics developed alongside, rather than in simple opposition to, neoliberal thought. The book focuses on the intellectual afterlives of Friedrich Hayek, Ludwig von Mises, and related free market thinkers, arguing that parts of their language and framework were adapted by later activists and theorists to support exclusionary politics. Slobodian organizes the book around three recurring themes, race, IQ, and gold, which he uses to show how appeals to nature, science, and monetary discipline were turned into arguments against democracy, redistribution, and immigration. Rather than treating the far right as merely anti-capitalist or anti-market, the book presents it as a mutation inside capitalist ideology itself. It is both a historical investigation and a critique of how market liberalism can merge with authoritarian and ethno-nationalist impulses. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the far right as a mutation of neoliberalism, not a break from it. A central argument of the book is that the 21st century far right should not be understood simply as a revolt against neoliberal capitalism. Slobodian instead traces it to intellectual developments within neoliberal circles, where free market defense increasingly fused with anti-democratic and hierarchical ideas. This matters because it changes the standard story about populism. The movement is not presented as an external backlash to markets, but as an outgrowth of market fundamentalism that learned to survive in a more openly nationalist and authoritarian form. By making this case, the book asks readers to reconsider the boundary between libertarian economics and political illiberalism. The result is a sharper account of how market ideology can persist even when it abandons any commitment to equal citizenship or broad social inclusion. The book is therefore less about a clean ideological rupture than about continuity, adaptation, and mutation inside the capitalist right. Secondly, race and the revival of natural hierarchy in market arguments. One of the book's most important themes is the return of race science and biological hierarchy in arguments meant to defend markets and inequality. Slobodian shows how late 20th century thinkers revived or repackaged older claims about difference by drawing on genetics, evolutionary psychology, and related forms of natural explanation. The point is not only that these ideas were scientifically suspect, but that they served a political function. They made social inequality appear objective, inevitable, and even beneficial. In this framework, market outcomes are no longer framed as contingent results of policy or power, but as reflections of deep natural order. That move helps explain why the book devotes attention to figures such as Charles Murray and the bell curve, which became emblematic of a wider attempt to provide intellectual legitimacy for inequality. Slobodian's analysis is strongest when showing how supposedly neutral scientific language can be used to launder older racial assumptions into new policy debates. Thirdly, hard borders and the defense of capitalism through immigration restriction. The book also highlights the political centrality of hard borders, meaning the effort to pair free movement of capital with tight control over the movement of people. Slobodian uses this theme to show that market liberalism in its far-right form is not uniformly open or universalist. It can be highly selective, endorsing global finance, trade, and ownership while demanding strict immigration control and cultural exclusion. This is a crucial distinction because it reveals how the far-right can present itself as pro-market while still advancing nationalist projects. Immigration restriction is not treated as a separate issue, but as part of the same architecture that seeks to protect hierarchy, preserve demographic control, and limit democratic claims from below. In that sense, hard borders function as a political mechanism for insulating capitalism from unwanted social pressure. The book uses this theme to demonstrate that the defense of markets can coexist with, and even depend on, exclusionary ideas about nation, civilization, and belonging. Fourthly, hard money, the gold standard, and distrust of democratic intervention. Another major strand of the book is the renewed fascination with hard money, especially the gold standard and later cryptocurrency. Slobodian treats this as more than a monetary preference. It is part of a broader effort to constrain democratic governments by removing tools that might support redistribution, welfare spending, or economic stabilization. Hard money politics imagines that freedom depends on limiting the state's ability to manage money, credit, and crisis. Even when doing so, entrenches inequality and social austerity. The book links this monetary obsession to a wider authoritarian logic: if democracy threatens property or market discipline, then democratic power must be restricted in the name of order. This is one of the ways the book shows how anti-democratic ideas can be marketed as technical or economic common sense. By connecting gold bugs and crypto enthusiasts to broader far-right currents, Slobodian suggests that monetary politics is often a proxy for deeper battles over sovereignty, class power, and who gets to govern the economy. Lastly, how Hayek and Mises were read, distorted, and weaponized by later movements. The book is not a simple indictment of Hayek or Mises as direct architects of the far right. Instead, it examines how later thinkers selectively read and repurposed their work, often stripping it of universalist claims and turning it toward ethno-nationalist ends. This interpretive method is important because it avoids reducing intellectual history to one-line blame. Slobodian is interested in the transmission of ideas, how concepts like spontaneous order, competition, and market discipline traveled into new political settings and were reworked to justify exclusion. The book suggests that these thinkers supplied a language that could be used opportunistically by later actors seeking to make hierarchy appear natural and necessary. That perspective also helps explain why the book has generated debate. Some critics argue it overstates continuity, while supporters value its ability to connect disparate intellectual traditions into a coherent genealogy. Either way, this focus on reception and distortion is one of the book's main contributions to the history of neoliberalism. In conclusion, Hayek's Bastards will be most valuable to readers interested in political history, the history of neoliberalism, right-wing ideology, and the intellectual roots of contemporary authoritarianism. It is especially useful for anyone trying to understand why market liberalism, racial hierarchy, anti-immigration politics, and anti-democratic sentiment so often appear together in modern right-wing movements. The book offers a historically grounded way to think about these overlaps without reducing them to a single cause or treating the far right as merely irrational or reactionary. Its practical value lies in showing how policy language, scientific claims, and monetary debates can be used to legitimize exclusionary politics. What sets it apart from many books on the far right is its emphasis on ideological continuity inside capitalism, rather than a simple opposition between capitalism and populism. Slobodian is writing intellectual history, but he does so with clear contemporary relevance, making the book useful both as a scholarly intervention and as a framework for reading present-day political discourse. Readers looking for a careful, conceptually dense account of how neoliberal ideas can mutate into authoritarian ones will find it distinctive and substantial. If you would like to support Quinn Slobodian, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.